This call may be recorded. Press 1 to accept.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Good.
Jeremy had to go. He wants me to put the mounting bracket for the fan up for him.
Okay.
Is that okay if I do that?
Okay.
I wanted to ask you about what you would think if I just choose to believe you and be sorry. Because I believe you.
I mean, instead of asking me that, you could have just tried it out today. Your behavior doesn't tell me that that's something you want to try.
Struggling to understand the things that you're saying I'm doing wrong. I'm trying to be helpful to you. You're saying that I'm harassing you and abusing you. I feel like I'm trying to serve you. Not trying to harass you, and if I understood,
no,
what
you
doing wrong,
do.
I
you actually,
do it.
That's. I mean, I'm really dumbfounded at that claim. It honestly just makes me sick. Like you know, that I made a very, very clear request to you yesterday. That if you have something you need to ask me or communicate to me, you're able to call me or text me. And you shouldn't be coming up to me with questions when I happen to be at the property at a time you had no idea I was going to be at the property within 6 hours of that time. There's no reason that specific moment when I'm in your field of vision is the moment that you need to ask me a question or tell me something. That's literally the conversation we had yesterday. Is literally the conversation that got twisted around on me with you saying, offering to do whatever you want isn't harassing you. Even though you knew what was harassment. You did a stupid twist around to act like I had accused you of harassing me by doing yard work, even though you knew that the harassment was going out of your way to be able to get at me off the record when there's an opportunity to communicate with me on the record. You twisted it around to me calling it harassment for you to be doing yard work. That's the reason that I don't want our conversations off the record, because I can't look back at the text and go, wow.
Aaron, we have conversations at this property all the time. We have them. We've had them almost every single day out here this week. So
okay.
I'm not trying to have off-the-record conversations with you.
I've made it clear
to
all
you.
Of them that I've made it clear in all of them that that was not welcome by me.
You come
because
out here and you talk to me, honey. I'm sorry that I talked to you out here. I'm not trying to harass you. I'm just trying to serve you. And I did not mean
I know, but
for
I need
it to...
I know, but the way that you twisted around on me... And the way that you make everything be my fault is something that I need a record of. I need to be able to look at the conversation and I need to be able to see what I actually said and compare it to how you actually responded.
Well, I didn't
responded.
Actually say...
I know, that's why it's not okay for it to not be on the record.
Work.
That's why it's not okay for it to not be on the record. That's why this right here, right now, in this moment, is why it's not okay. And you knew that today.
Why is it okay for you to come over here and talk to me then?
I didn't know that that was a boundary. I didn't know that that was a boundary that you had.
I'm not saying it's a boundary that I have. I'm
okay, then that's why. It's because it's not a boundary that you have. When I ask you a question or when I tell you something, you don't feel fearful. You don't feel harassed. You don't feel stalked. So you haven't made that request of me. If you made that request of me, I would be able to honor it because I'm an honorable person who's not intent on trampling other people's boundaries or making other people uncomfortable or asserting my right to do things to other people that they've said makes them uncomfortable. And that being how I know I would respond, and I'm pledging that I will respond if you want to make that request, makes it really perplexing to me that you would take my boundary and seize on it as an opportunity to make me look bad for having it. It just, I'm just dumbfounded. I would never do that.
I'm not trying to make you look bad.
And you are. You're using my boundary against me. You're acting like unreasonable because I don't do the same for I don't do the same for you, or I don't have a good enough reason to set that boundary.
The rationale that you're giving having boundaries, it only applies if I have to communicate with you. Right?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I'm sorry, you're breaking up. Okay.
It would be easier to follow your rules if the rationale was consistent. It doesn't make sense that you're. I'm sincerely trying to do this to make you comfortable because I care about you.
Yeah.
It gets confusing to me that we have lots of conversations that are off the record that are totally fine, and I'm not saying I'm following your rules. It makes it difficult when it doesn't.
When I need to ask you a question, that's clever, huh? Clever. Okay, cute. But when I have a question for you, or I have. When I have a question for you or I have something to tell you, I'm not fearful of what the tactic is or what the ulterior motive is. I know what the question is because I'm the one asking it, so I'm not fearful of it. When I want to tell you something, I'm not fearful of how am I going to respond. I don't know what's going to be said because I'm the one who's making the statement. I'm fearful of you seizing on my physical presence as a reason to suddenly need to ask me a question or tell me something because of my history of how you've treated me. Because of how you treated me this weekend when you asked me if you should move the dirt pile or clean up first. It was not okay for you to follow me around after I made it clear that was not a conversation I was willing to have. And I didn't owe you an explanation for that. It wasn't okay for you to try to make me feel embarrassed for not wanting to tell you what to do with CA's shower door.
I'm not trying to make you feel embarrassed.
Yeah, you made an issue out of it being off for me to have a problem with responding to that text. you want
I
me to think that...
I just asked... All I did was...
That's not true.
All I did was ask you about the shower door, because...
That's all you did in the chat.
Shower door.
Right, that was all you
well,
did in the chat. So on the record, you're an angel.
You didn't respond
but,
to my... You
right,
didn't respond
so
to my
of,
text, so I asked you
right,
about
so
it when you got
of,
here.
Instead of sending me a text that says, why are you not responding to my text? So we would have a clear record of your question and a clear record of my answer or a clear record of my non-response. Instead, you needed to seize on a personal in-person interaction without a record to pin me down about my refusal to answer your question about C.A. McDonald's shower door.
I didn't.
And you didn't
I
just
ask
the
what
question.
You wanted to do with the shower door, and I said that if you
no, you made a criticism of me not responding
you
to your text.
Tell me so that I know.
That okay? You're not being honest about how the conversation went down,
yes,
and this
I
is
am.
Why. I know, but I'm just saying. Right now, all you're doing is playing out all of the evidence for me, all of the confirmation for me. That every bit of fear that I experienced every time I tried to get away from you was warranted fear. Every bit of uncomfortableness was reasonable uncomfortableness. Every sense I had that I was being harassed was a reasonable sense. That was all, like, none of that was made up in my head. It was all real because you really criticized me and you really tried to make me feel bad, and you really said that it wasn't warranted for me to not respond to your text, and now you're trying to tell me that the conversation happened differently.
I said if you don't want to respond to the text, if you could tell me that so that I'm not caught in limbo for forever.
That's not what you said. And I don't think that your opening phrase about what if I pretended to understand you, like, that was a nice little, like, glimmer of hope to throw out there, but that question doesn't in any way relate to what you're actually having a conversation with me about. We're not at all talking about even a hypothetical scenario in which you pretend to understand.
I didn't say pretend.
Right, but that's not what this conversation has been. This conversation has been you questioning me. This conversation has been you talking about how you don't understand. Like, trying to poke holes in my ideas about.
I'm really not trying to poke holes.
Then why are we doing this? This is not.
I'm saying it would be easier to follow your rules if I could understand if they were consistent.
Yeah, you're trying to convince me that my rules are inconsistent. Got it.
I'm not.
If you want to have the same boundaries, then just have them. If it's confusing for you for me to ask you a question, then just say, I need you to not approach me and ask me a question. And then
I want to have a normal life with you where we support one another and raise our children.
Then you're asking me to pretend that the harassment has not happened toward me. You're asking me
I'm
to,
not
pretend.
Asking you to pretend anything.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You
I'm
want me
not.
To drop my boundaries. You're not wanting to set up a boundary on your end so that it's consistent both ways. You're wanting me to drop my boundary so it's consistent both ways, which gives you the upper hand because you're happy to trample on everything about me every time to your advantage. Literally nothing has changed in that scenario.
I'm not asking you to drop your boundaries.
Okay.
I,
but you can't follow it unless it's consistent both ways, but you're not willing to set that boundary.
I didn't say
it.
That I can't follow it. I'm not you trying did. To not follow it. I'm not trying to not follow your boundaries, Aaron. I found an item here that I thought you would want to have. I didn't think that it was harassment for me to ask if you would like to have it. I'm sorry.
But you had your phone right in your pocket, didn't you?
I had my phone in my pocket?
Yeah. You could have taken a picture of the item, and you knew it.
I'm sorry that I asked you about the fan. I'm sorry.
No, you're not. Okay, you can be sorry about that. And we can pretend that that's all you did. Like, we can now have a phone recording where we can have a phone recording and you can listen to it for the next 50 years while you remember how all you did so sweetly and so kindly and so serving and so lovingly is said, would you like this fan?
This one is.
And I suddenly just started calling you a harasser and a stalker because we don't have a recording of what actually happened. All we have is what you're saying happened right now.
What are you saying happened? What are you saying happened? I thought the problem was when I asked you about the fan.
Nope. The problem was that asking me about the fan sounds really innocent and gives me a false sense of safety and draws me into having a conversation with you, which then you turn to all kinds of other things that you know are not okay with me.
Are you talking about at the house today? We had a conversation about things that you're not okay with?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I thought I asked you about the fan and you said that was harassment.
Again, that's what you want to say happened. But there's a whole lot of other stuff. You're asking me, do I want you to do this or do I want you to do that? While straight up telling me that you have intentions of doing the opposite of what I'm saying, it's all a ridiculous setup to ask me about your dirt pile.
I've been doing everything you've asked all week.
I've been doing everything you've asked all week.
I have.
I know, but it's absurd to want to frame it as though you're doing it because I'm asking you to do it.
You won't let me do anything that's in my own head. You want me to do everything that you tell me in the order that you tell me, or I'm
No, and that's the problem with all of this, Dustin. You're not owning the fact that you broke that fence and that you should have fixed it the day after you broke it. You're not owning the fact that you put a pile of rubble.
What are you talking about? I broke it.
You're not owning the fact that you put a pile of rubble in your family's yard and you should have cleared it the day after you put it there. You're pretending that
we put it there on purpose because we were going to fill that part of the yard in. We decided to do that.
I know, but you're not owning the fact that these tasks needed to be done because of something bad and selfish that you did. You're pretending that the chain link and the dirt pile...
It wasn't bad and selfish. We had a plan to put up a wall right there.
That you had to do those things because I am this horrific dictator
I don't think you're a horrific dictator. I do not think that.
You just told me that you have only spent this whole week doing what I tell you to do and only in the order that I tell you to do it. And you won't admit.
Try and say anything else. You say that I'm not serving you and that
I never said that you're not serving me, but what you need to admit is that there are things in life that would need to be done if I had never been born. There are basic responsibilities in life that are a result of very bad decisions that you have made that have nothing to do with me. And you want me to have to dictate to you that you have to move a dirt pile so that
it's my fault
that that's what you have to spend your time doing so that you can have to
this
do it.
This isn't about fault, Aaron.
Then you don't need to be putting that on me. I should never have had to ask you to move the dirt pile. Well, not even once should that have crossed my
mind. I wasn't allowed over here until you asked me to come work, and I've been doing everything that you've
asked. You're putting it all off on me again. I cannot do this.
I'm not putting anything off on
you. These are not conversations that I want to have with you anymore. I don't enjoy talking to you ever. I really don't. I am only happy when I am not talking to you, and I am almost always happy when I am not talking to you. I don't think that anything in this conversation other than...
I'm not trying to blame you for the dirt pile. I don't blame you for the dirt pile.
But you did. You did.
I don't. I don't think the dirt pile is your fault. I don't think that. I would not think that. I don't think that.
You just made the claim that I wasn't allowing you to access the property. I just cannot do this anymore. I do not want to talk to you anymore. I would like
the
you
point
to stop.
Of this conversation.
I feel very bamboozled that you acted like you had something new to talk to me about, but this is the same.
I do, and I, this
everything
is,
ever.
This isn't even
and
it.
I feel like I was bamboozled by your opening question. What if I pretend to understand?
I didn't say pretend to understand,
and
Erin.
Nothing
I said
in
choose
this
to believe you because I believe you because you're
but nothing in this conversation resembles a man who believes me. You've literally only argued with literally everything I said. So there's literally not been a sentence I've spoken that you've actually chosen to believe. You're saying you choose
none
to believe
the,
me, but
none
you're not
the...
doing choosing to believe me. And this is,
that the,
this is so
I don't believe that the
like
dirt pile is your fault. I don't believe that, and I'm
in
happy to
you not believing
take care
that,
of it.
The things that you have said relative to it in this conversation are very disturbing to me. And if there's something new that you wanted to tell me that you haven't had an opportunity to tell me, I can't honestly say that I trust you to just say it. I can't honestly say that I don't think it's just a setup to get me into another circular conversation with you. And I would really just prefer that you text me the new thing.
Erin, I love you.
Is that what you called to tell me?
I called to tell you because I'm trying to honor you. I'm not trying to harass you when you come over here. I'm trying to serve you.
This definitely
serve you with my whole life.
That definitely makes the behavior worse.
And it's like no matter what. Feelings
I
of
agree.
Compassion and service I have towards you, it's like no matter what I do, it's abusive and I don't want that and I'm trying not to do that. And I just want to get along with you and grow old with you and raise our babies.
But nothing's changed. You don't even... I mean, you say you want to believe me, but, like, I'm not the only one. Like, there's...
You're not the only one what?
That you need to believe.
Okay.
There's a lot of people who have told you the same stuff. And you don't actually believe those people.
Told me the same. I don't. Nobody... I guess I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you there?
Yeah. I'm not targeting you. I love you.
Hey. But you didn't call anybody else tonight to tell them that you're choosing to believe what they said about your abusive behavior. You chose me.
Nobody else has told me anything, Erin.
Okay. Based on that statement alone, I really think I need to go now. You don't have to stay up all night. It's healthy to sleep during the same hours each night. I do need to clean my tent fixed first, and I do need the interior painted after that. Goodbye.